ya!
The way 16-year-old Andy sees it, Minnesota's Camp Quest is the perfect summer getaway. No chores, no parents, and most importantly, he says, no threats of eternal damnation.
People tell me I'm going to hell. If you don't believe in God, that means that you're going to hell for some reason, I guess.
Come on, guys.
Camp Quest is specifically designed for atheists, agnostics, freethinkers, and others who reject the notion of an all-powerful God. You won't hear Kumbaya sung around the campfire here. And as 12-year-old Dan points out, there's no pressure to say grace before devouring dinner.
It's good to have a camp for atheists, because then you wouldn't have to lie about your if you don't believe in God. Most of the times, it's pretty hard because you're always worried if somebody asks you a question like, hey, what church do you go to, or what religion are you, or something. I don't tell everybody that I don't believe in God because I don't want to hurt their feelings or something.
This summer camp is one of just 5 in the nation that's tailored to the needs of the secular humanist community. The original Camp Quest was created in 1996 in Ohio. It was designed to give kids like Andy an alternative to Bible camps and Boy Scouts.
In Boy Scout camp, I'm pressured to love God as much as they do, and I didn't fit in. And while I'm here, I don't have to worry about anything like that.
The Barna Group, a national organization that tracks religious trends, estimates that 12% of the U.S. population rejects organized religion. And over the last decade, the number of secular Americans has increased by 110%. Still, camp director Rick Rohrer says it's not easy to admit you're an atheist in a country where the phrase God bless America pops up in everything from political speeches to fast food commercials. In fact, the parents of these campers requested that their children's last names not be used for this story. They said they were afraid their families would be harassed and ostracized if people found out they don't believe in a higher being. Rick Rohrer.
People, you know, who aren't familiar with us feel that we don't have any values at all, or any morals, or any moral standards, or nothing to base our morals upon other than just whatever feels good. And that's certainly not true at all. We have a strongly developed sense of ethics based on promoting what is best for humankind in general. And I think that's very consistent with many in the religious community.
For the most part, Camp Quest is the typical youth retreat. The air smells of sunscreen and bug spray. The food is best complemented by ketchup and Kool-Aid. And the campers never get bored of trying to dunk each other in the lake. But one of the time-honored traditions of summer camp, telling ghost stories around the campfire, would most likely be a bust at Camp Quest. Campers like 13-year-old Paul have no intention of embracing events that can't be explained by science.
In all the religion, there's not much evidence supporting their religion. Except for the Bible, but that's a book, and it has a lot of magical stuff in it. Why isn't there magic now and stuff? I guess you could call me a Jeffersonian, because you can pick this up in the bookstore. It's called the Jeffersonian Bible, and he takes out all the mystical stuff and the magical stuff, the ahuha, and leaves all like stuff that makes you a good person and stuff.
Between archery practice and ping pong marathons, campers will tell you that secularism comes with plenty of pluses. One perk is being able to boldly use the expression, oh my God, while your religious classmates are restricted to the toned-down knockoff, oh my gosh.
Oh, very nice!
For 11-year-old Chad, the biggest bonus is getting to sleep late on Sunday mornings.
Well, you don't have to go to church, and you don't have to go pray or anything like that to waste time instead of have fun.
16-year-old Andy, on the other hand, says the life of a teenager is confusing enough without having to decipher ancient religious edicts.
That's just more things for me to concentrate on and think about when I could really just work on trying to get good grades in school, do all my chores. Some higher being is just another thing to worry about in my life, and I'd rather do that later on when I have more time to do such things.
Around the campfire, red and yellow, all the wild roasting marshmallows.
Some have called Camp Quest immoral and sinful, but camp director Rick Rohrer sees it as a sacred place.
Well, I hope when they leave, they feel like they're part of a bigger group. You know, some of these kids might be the only one they know of in their school who doesn't believe. And now at least they'll know 10 other kids who are just like them. And That's one of the most important things. The other thing I want them to take away is that when someone comes up to them and says, you're not good because you don't believe in God, that they won't believe that, and that they'll think that they're good people as well.
It should be noted, Camp Quest isn't exactly swamped with campers. In its first season, it hosted only 11 kids. Rohr says he's hoping for twice as many next year. Nikki Tundell, Minnesota Public Radio.